Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. On this one, we're going to go back to October 10th of 2012. It's a division series between the Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. It's a Wednesday day game. It is game four between these two teams. Now, the series has been wild so far. Remember, it starts off with the Reds winning the first two games in San Francisco. Johnny Cueto gets hurt for the Reds in the first game. They still win. Arroyo, a 9-0 shutout on Sunday night. The Reds go up 2-0. In the third game, the Giants come back in a very exciting game with Vogelsong and Homer Bailey, and the Giants pull out a 2-1 win. And it sets up game four on October 10th. It's a Wednesday. It's a day game, and it's going to be Barry Zito on the hill against Mike Leake. Wow. This is something, and it was very exciting. And the fans, boy, believe me, after game two, we're not very hopeful about the Giants coming back, but the win in game three really spurred the team on, and the Reverend Hunter Pence is there and making his speeches and everything else. So here we go. For the Giants, the lineup: Angel Pagan, Scudero, Sandoval, Posey at first, Pence, Sanchez catching, Blanco, Crawford, and Zito. For the Reds, it's Phillips, Cozart, Votto, Ludwig, Bruce, Frazier, Deonner Navarro doing the catching, Stubbs in center, and Mike Leake is on the hill. All right, this is the way it starts for the Giants, and Angel Pagan gets it going as he homers to lead off the game.
Angel Pagan, a switch hitter, batting left-handed. Now he swings. It's a high drive deep into right center field, and gone! A home run for Pagan! The first batter of the game hits one out of the park against Leake on the second pitch of the game. 1-0 Giants.
The Giants are up 1-0. Scudero flies out to right. Sandoval a double. Posey flies out to right, and Pence strikes out. In the Reds first, now Zito is on the hill. Two-out single by Votto. Ludwig walks, Bruce walks, and Frazier walks. Believe it or not, Zito walks in a run. It's now 1-1. In the Giants' second, Sanchez a base hit, and Blanco goes deep to put the Giants up 3-1.
Frazier shallow at third in case of the bunt. And there's a swing and a high drive deep into right center field. Bruce is back. He looks up. Adios! Pelota! Another home run for the Giants. And they are right back ahead. 3-1 Giants in the second inning.
Cincinnati third. Ludwig a homer. It's now 3-2. And after a two-out walk, that is it for Barry Zito. George Contos comes in and gets a pop-up to Stubbs to end the inning. So for Zito, his day is done. 2 2/3, 4 hits, a couple of runs, a homer, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Wow. All right, we go to the Cincinnati fourth. Leake, a base hit. Phillips strikes out. Cozart, he comes through with a base hit. It's first and second. Maharis comes in. Boy, the good lefty reliever that Bruce Bochy goes to in the fourth inning. Strikes out Votto. Lincecum then comes in. And boy, what a series Lincecum had against the Reds. And he gets Ludwig to end the inning.
The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out with the same pitch. And that'll end the inning. Lincecum now has 4 strikeouts. And he has a perfect shutdown inning.
In the Giants' fifth, Arias now a double switch with Crawford. He doubles. Pagan doubles to make it 4-2. Sandoval, a sacrifice fly, makes it 5-2. The Reds get a run in the sixth. It's 5-3. In the Giants' seventh, Arias a double. Scudero a double, 6-3. Sandoval a home run. Boy, Pablo Sandoval, I just love to say it. 8-3 with that home run. In the Cincinnati ninth, Casilla finishes up. Votto gets a base hit, and that is all they get. And the Giants end up winning the game and squaring the series 2-2. In the game, the top of the order, Pagan 2-for-3 with 2 runs, 2 RBIs. Scudero 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Sandoval 3-for-4 with a run with 3 RBIs. Time of the game was 3 hours, 35 minutes, 44,375 to see this one. The Pen goes 6 1/3, 5 hits, a run, no homers, no walks, 9 strikeouts out of the Pen. Lincecum is the winner. He's 1-0. Leake the loser. Lincecum 4 1/3, 2 hits, a run, no walks, and 6 strikeouts for him. Wow, Tim Lincecum in his two games against the Reds is absolutely terrific. 6 1/3, 3 hits and a run. On the year, Lincecum 10-15, 5.18 earned run average in 33 starts. Arias against the Reds, 3-for-6 against the Reds with 3 runs and 2 doubles. In this game itself, Arias 2-for-3 with a couple of runs. As I say, he came in with that double switch with Crawford. So the Giants win it 8-3. They square the series 2-2, and you know what is coming tomorrow. Matt Latos, Buster Posey, and the Giants have a very exciting game coming up in the next day. And, of course, facing Romo and Bruce.
Votto at second. Ludwig, the possible tying run at first. Two down. The 1-2 pitch. Slider struck him out swinging. The Giants have won it. And the celebration begins. Romo's teammates come flying out of the dugout, and they're jumping all over each other out there in front of the mound.
So many moments in that one, but they had to get through this one. Angel Pagan, first year with the Giants, 151 games, 280, 338, 440 slugging. Scudero, my goodness, 61 games. This sounds like Solano, 362, 385, 473 slugging, 44 RBIs. Sandoval, 108 games, 12 homers, 63 RBIs, 288, 342, and 447 for him. So very exciting time for the Giants to come back and tie this thing 2-2. Zito is bailed out by the bullpen. The Giants now get ready for Game 5 against the Reds. This is 2012, and we all know good things are going to happen. But this one, they had to get past it on this Wednesday day. Pagan started with the home run, and good things happened after that. So this one on October 10th, 2012, truly is a great game in Giants franchise history. Back with you again with more right after this.